Oh, hello, good morning. Welcome to Trivia, the happy fizzies party of the airwaves. I am Dick Timer, on my left, Ed O'Toole.
I'm good here,
too. With a microphone, he will be heard by coast-to-coast Cape Cod listeners. Oh, we're in stereo today. That's
yes.
Better.
So, we're ready to start the ball rolling. If anybody has any questions they'd like to challenge us with.
Okay, Cape Cod, let's get it on. 775-6800, the trivia number. And today we know what you're playing for right up front. Are you ready? Gold doubloons.
Pieces of eight.
How many?
And eight pieces.
No comment. Let's see. No, we have airport cinema passes today. So.
Hey, and the airport cinema's got really good deals over there, too, remember? They have $1.25 admission, I think, on is it every day?
So even if you lose, you can still go to the airport cinema. But it's even cheaper if you do win. And we have some questions here ready to stump you. We challenge you today. We have some presidential questions. Such as, what caused the great blackout of the debate?
It was Lester Maddox, probably.
I thought we got cut off there for a second. Well, let's see. Let's give the weather, all right? Singing as nobody's on the line. Anyway.
Before we hurl the gauntlet.
Yeah, right. We may gong our listeners at any time. Periods of showers, breezy and mild today. Actually, it's pretty gunky outside. Highs will be in the mid-70s. And then cloudy and cooler with some rain possibly tonight and tomorrow. Lovely weather we're having. They say the probability of rain is in the 70 and 60% range. All right? So it's 66 degrees now. And if we don't get some listeners on the horn, we're just going to have to play Did You Know Time. Ed, did you know that the Gario, a five-tined fork, is used by natives of the Ojo Castro Valley of Spain to spear trout.
Dick, I didn't know that a gario, a five-tined fork, was used for that purpose. I had read that in Letters to the Yarmouth paper that they'd seen the gario used for other purposes on their newsstands over there.
Good morning. You are the first victim on trivia today.
Good morning. May I have a question?
Shawa.
Yes, you may. Could you tell me, please, who are the Three Musketeers?
Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Oh, I don't know.
Devin, Dick, and Ed? You don't know?
Oh, just a bunch of musketeers.
Do you know who wrote the Three Musketeers?
Drinking our Muscatel.
By Mr. Mars Candy. Not quite.
Ah,
they were Athos, Porthos, and Aramis, and I would have given you credit if you'd given me D'Artagnan, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, I would have.
You would have been surprised what we would have given you if you'd just given any of them.
An extra 2 points on your final exam in trivia. Do you have a question for us?
Who is the owner-trainer of Rin Tin Tin?
I can't translate the dog. Too bad Seymour, the invisible dog, is in here today.
Yeah, Jimmy Niles is out walking him right now. That's a good question.
The trainer of Rin Tin Tin.
The trainer of Rin Tin Tin.
Johnny Ringo.
Was it Nico, a guy who runs a place up on Tremont Street?
No, too bad.
No. Who was it?
I get a prize now?
Yeah, you know what you get? The old trivia dial tone.
We don't want to find out who it is! Who it is, please? Pardon me?
It was a man named Lee Duncan.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right.
He was a yo-yo.
Yeah. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Stay
good
tuned
question.
For your dial tone, okay? Here it comes. Well, 0-1. We'll try raising our batting average to 500. Good morning. You are next.
Good morning. How's your weekend?
How was our weekend?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we...
go ahead, Ed. Tell her.
We live on a palatial mid-Cape estate, and we have many visitors from the bohemian segments of society. We practice out and act out, actually, our letters to Penthouse, which we write every month in verse form.
And, oh, I see.
Yeah, we have a good old time getting born again. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Would you like a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
Do you too, but...
Well,
I just lifted Dick off the floor.
It's our show. Do you like money?
Oh, I love it.
You love it. Okay, if you love it so much, you probably know something about it, right?
Well, yeah, I guess.
I want you to name all the different denominations of regular issue coins that have come out in America.
I mean like quarters and nickels?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Every different cent piece.
I'll give you a hint. There are more than 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know our quarters, nickels, dimes, and pennies.
We do, too, that we find them in our pay envelope.
Wait,
here.
50 cent, Canada half dollars?
Okay, now these aren't currently issued. This is during the course of the United States. We have issued over 10, I'll say, different types of coinage.
Oh.
All right.
Well, get rid of the obvious first, and then you're started.
Yeah, those are pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters.
That's right. 1 cent, 5 cent, 10 cent, 25 cent pieces.
Let me think. $1?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a $1 piece.
You did mention half dollar before. We'll give you that one too.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
50 cent piece. Now you're stuck. I think this is where the.
You got 6 of them.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What other kind of coins might have been issued? What other denominations? Are there Baptist coins? There are Welsh.
Kind of lustful and zesty coins.
Welsh Druid coins, which you only spend for bacon and eggs in Ireland.
Oh, let me think. Is there a $5 coin maybe?
Was there one, Dick?
$5 coin, yes.
Yeah.
Know.
There you go.
$20?
Yep, the double eagle.
She's good. She's going.
How many more do I need?
Well,
that's 8.
You got 8, okay. But then you'll just start picking. The 43-cent piece?
50?
$50. $50?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That was top of the line.
That's one more.
And
100?
No.
Oh. You went all the way.
Oh.
Let's fill you in on this, okay? Because it's just going to be random stabbing, I think, for a while. We start off with a half cent. Remember the old half penny? They stopped making those, I think, in the 1850s.
Yeah.
Okay. She doesn't remember that, I hope.
Sure, she does.
No, I thought she'd be hearing something about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wrote many books about the old half penny. There's half pennies, 2 cent pieces,
mm-hmm.
which were like in the post-Civil War period. Also 3 cent pieces. They stopped making them around 1880. And then they had 20 cent pieces for just a few years. Yeah, also in the latter 19th century.
Hmm.
And you mentioned $5, you mentioned a $20. You didn't mention the $10 gold piece.
Uh-huh.
So that's 14.
Oh.
14 different denominations of U.S. coins.
And you came very close.
Okay, well, it's closer than I came last week.
Yeah, now you said you had one for us.
Oh, yeah. What city did Lady Godiva ride through?
Ah, I know that one. Coventry.
Right.
Were you there?
What?
She wasn't so hot, really.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the long blonde hair was...
uh-huh.
Hmm. Okay, do we win a free ride?
She rode bareback.
Well, yeah, if you come by and pick it up. You
okay.
Know, come by and...
Coventry, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do you have long blonde hair?
There's a nonstop
probably
flight
on her legs.
From my house to Coventry.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call.
Okay, right.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye
now.
Oh, so we are 0-2 today. Well, good morning. You're next.
Good morning. May I have a question, please?
Sure. Dad, do you want to take this one?
Sure. What kind of a car does Columbo drive?
Just a minute.
Here.
Checking the parking lot over at Universal.
You know, one thing kind of bothers me about this whole setup. Why?
An old Ford convertible?
An old Ford convertible. No. He drives a Studebaker.
Listen, if you want a Ford convertible, I got a great deal for you. Go
Never
by
been
at
11
o'clock today. Little old axe murderer.
Now he drives a Studebaker.
Okay.
Next week I'm going to ask what kind of a dog he has.
Okay.
So I want his wife's name.
And who trained him?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Hey.
Same to you.
Hello.
I love abrupt people.
Whoops. You know what we just did? It was intercom hotline there for a minute.
Ooh, that was an interesting one. Found out that the state...
Ah! Did you know that Charles de Bourbon, who lived in the 15th century, became Archbishop of Lyon, France, at the age of 9? That was even before his bar mitzvah. Good morning. You are next on Trivia.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
In the movie Missouri Breaks, right?
Right.
Marlon Brando played the part of a guy who went after cattle rustlers. What was the name given to him?
Marlon Brando played whom?
The part of a guy who went after cattle.
Went after. It was an Irish name. That's all I know because I haven't seen the movie.
And you don't know the name?
I don't I read it in reviews, but I didn't see the movie.
Okay, if what somebody calls in, I just want to find out the name of that guy, okay?
Oh, you don't know?
No, but I want to find out the name.
Okay, well, if nobody calls in, I'll probably have the answer for you next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Because I'm brilliant.
Or
now
make
would you,
one up.
Now, would you like a question?
Yeah, I got one for you.
Hello?
Psst, I'm on back. You want to win a prize?
I think she just gave up, Dick.
Hi. You're late.
No, I think she's...
I think she fell into her fizzies.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Good morning. Would you like to receive or kick off your question?
I would like to receive.
Good. You won the toss, and here we go. In the Hardy Boys books, there were the two famous brothers, Frank and Joe. Frank was the older, fairer brother, and Joe was the shorter, darker brother. They told you that every page. Their father was a famous detective. What was his name? Don't say Mr. Hardy.
Yeah, that doesn't count. And that's been mentioned on this show before because I remember a bad joke I did about it.
Mm.
Wendell.
No. What was that?
Wendell Hardy.
That's pretty close
Herbert.
Because he had a weirdo name like that.
Wendell Hardy. Sounds like he could be doing C&W records.
10-4, good buddy.
No, it was Fenton Hardy.
Fenton Hardy.
As in Fenton
okay.
Flag.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, bye now.
Let's get a winner, all right?
Yeah.
Ed, you're in charge of getting a winner on this next call.
All right,
I'll
give that easy question.
Hi, you're going to be the first winner of the day, all right?
I agree.
Good. You win. Okay, you have to answer the 10 tortures of Ed O'Toole.
All righty.
Let's see. Women.
You peaked.
Trivia shows. Lousy music.
You know who this is?
Yeah, I think this is Comic Book Man.
Yes, it's Howard the Duck's alter
ego.
All
right, I've got a good one.
Wait a minute.
Are you the comic book king?
Yes.
Okay.
You better watch it.
I want you to tell me then. Describe for me the blood relationship which exists between the Lone Ranger and the Green Hornet.
Oh. If anybody's going to get this, he is.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding you. This is actually true.
Oh, yeah? No, I have no idea.
No. All right. I know you'll enjoy this.
Wait. Devin has...
Devin knows?
I think so. Wasn't the Green Hornet the Lone Ranger's great nephew or something?
That's right. It's exactly right. He was his great nephew.
I didn't know you were a comic book maven.
Okay, here's how it happened.
Tonto told me that.
Kimo Sabe. The Lone Ranger's name was John Reed.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know how he became the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
And he had a nephew named Dan Reed.
Right.
Dan Reed's son. Dan Reed eventually went east and opened up the newspaper called the Daily Sentinel. And Britt Reed, his son, became the editor. And Britt Reed also became the Green Hornet. Actually, it was all done as a tie-in through the... old radio serials, because both of them were produced by the same fella, whose name escapes me at the moment. But the Green Hornet was tied into the legend of the Lone Ranger, and so now you have that to pass around.
That's great.
Yeah.
Then I got one for you.
Okay.
Okay. You're familiar with Doc Savage at all?
Yes.
How did he meet his five compatriots?
Weren't they all individual meetings?
No, he met them all at the same time.
Oh, he did? No, I don't know. Offhand. How did he meet them?
I met them in World War II. They were all prisoners together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Yeah. Did you ever read a book by Philip Jose Farmer called Doc Savage, His Apocalyptic Life?
Yeah, it's a good book.
Yeah, excellent book. Okay, I should have hit that for my reference. Okay, all comic book freaks of the world.
Time to get up.
Coming up. Get in my hand.
WCOT Hyannis.
It's trivia time.
It's a good thing we got that out before the mic came on. Just good morning. Very embarrassing. Good morning. Welcome back to Trivia. This half hour is brought to you by nobody. It's a public nuisance.
Yeah.
Today's weather is about as bad as the show is today. Cloudy and gunky. Okay. Hi, I'm Cloudy.
And I am gunky.
Yeah. Cape Cod weather is for cloudy and cooler with rain likely tonight and tomorrow. In other words, get used to the weather we're having today. High temperatures will be in the upper 60s. It is 66 degrees now. And let's get some more winners. Good morning. You are next on Trivia.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the five hosts for the Tonight Show.
Oh, okay. You think you can? You know what the penalty is for a wrong answer.
Okay, the first one is Johnny Carson.
All right.
The last one, actually.
Well, wait, let you give them all, and I'll tell you whether you're right or wrong, because I don't want to ruin anybody else's chances.
Okay,
Johnny Carson, John Davidson, Joey Bishop, McLean Stevenson, and Don Rickles.
No, I think you should go back to Video Watchers Academy.
Well, let's define the problem.
Yeah, maybe
okay. All these people have hosted... the Tonight Show, but a lot of them were just temporary hosts. What we want is the unbroken string of actual hosts, the guy who gets the billing on there. See, McLean Stevenson's just a fill-in. It's really Johnny Carson's show. It has been since...
No, he said hosted.
No, these are guys who have, you know, like Johnny Carson goes back to, what, 62?
Right.
But before 62, there was another guy who just hosted the Tonight Show. Okay?
That was his
so
job.
So those are the ones we're looking for. It's a little tougher than it sounds.
Okay, can I give you a question then?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, who played the little boy Jai on the series of Tarzan?
Manuel something. Wasn't it Manuel?
Manuel!
Manuel O'Hara Jr.
What?
Manuel O'Hara Jr.
No.
It wasn't. What was his name?
Emmanuel Padilla Jr.
Oh, yeah, I was in his fan club 3 years ago. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
I know. Don't you love these people who stay up and watch Channel 27, watch the credits on Sunday night to
I
try
like
to
ones,
get us?
The ones who watch Channel 11 and say, what was the high temperature yesterday?
What is the Harwich Port Theater putting on this week?
When is the next tide coming in? Good morning. You're next.
Hi. I think I have the answer to that question.
Okay.
Good. We don't even have to ask questions
this
anymore.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Was it Johnny Carson, Joey Bishop?
Oh, no.
Zach Parr, Steve Allen?
I'll wait.
And Burt Reynolds?
No.
You're better off than the other one was.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds isn't there, so you have to sit with Burt Reynolds for a weekend or so.
That's okay.
Find
That's
out
right
why,
you.
Why they call him
can
Gator.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
All right. Can you name six of the villains on the old Batman show, not including the Riddler and the Penguin?
Sure. There was the Joker.
Yeah.
The Catwoman.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Did she say the Riddler?
Yeah, she said don't use the Riddler.
Okay, I didn't hear him.
Yeah, let me think. On the Batman, there was Egghead.
Yeah.
Okay, is that a good
penguin.
One?
Penguin.
Who was?
She said the Penguin.
Oh. No, she said don't use the Penguin. There was the Archer,
uh-huh.
Who was played by Art Carney. And there was Shame, with an M, played by Cliff Robertson or somebody.
Uh-huh.
And one more, you said, right? Oh, how about Mr. Freeze?
Oh, okay. Very
played by Otto Preminger.
Yeah, they also had Louis the Lilac, King Tut, Mad Hatter.
King Tut, yeah, he was a classic. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for the call.
Right,
good question.
Yeah, I'm glad we brought you along today. Good morning. Would you like to try our Tonight Show stumper, or do you want a question of your own?
The Tonight Show.
Okay, go ahead.
Look at this.
Jerry Lester.
All right.
Jack Parr.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Garraway. And Johnny Carson.
No.
No?
You don't have them all.
Okay.
Getting there, though.
Thanks a lot, though. That was
okay.
As close as you'll
Bye-bye.
Come.
All right, we'll take one more call here. And how would you like to be a winner?
Me?
Yeah.
I would.
Okay.
That question, you know? That
what?
Question?
You have a question?
No, I'm going to answer your question with the five hosts.
Oh, that's what you think.
Okay?
Go ahead.
Jack Parr.
Yeah, go ahead.
Steve Allen, Joey Bishop, John Davidson, and Johnny Carson?
No.
No?
No.
Which one's wrong?
Most of them.
Most of them are wrong?
Yep.
Which one's right?
Please don't.
Some of them.
Thanks. All right.
Okay, do you always speak at 165 decibels?
What?
You're so excited.
Well, I want to win.
Yes, but not in your falsetto. When you're wearing headphones, it means the
just,
end of your eardrums.
That's
a good level.
If you ever win, I just want to back away from the headsets. You just made me prematurely deaf. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.
Da-da-da-da-da. Did you know that Aborigine widowers of Australia display their sorrow by plastering their beards with blobs of mud? Ray, my deepest sympathies.
I thought that was the name of the next Australian shave cream. You know, mud blobs. Make your beard disappear in moments.
That was getting really kind of matted after all. I wonder if they have people in business down there to, you know, for people who are going out of mourning.
Yeah.
Have you just met someone new? You feel happy again? Come to Blob Remover. Good morning. Welcome to
trivia.
You know, whatever it is.
Hi.
Aborigine
hi.
Hotline.
You
yes.
The question about the Tonight Show?
You want to answer the question. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's Jack Parr, Steve Allen, Joey Bishop, Johnny Carson, and Jerry Lester.
No.
No. There's one very obvious guy you haven't gotten yet.
Yep.
No.
No, you haven't gotten it at
Nobody's
all.
Nobody's gotten him yet. All right. Well, you walk the plank, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for trying. Bye.
Thanks for the call.
This is like clipping coupons. You don't even have to ask questions anymore. Hi. Welcome to the Tonight Show hotline.
Hi. Have a question?
Yes, you may.
Good.
Dick?
Oh,
go
okay.
Ahead.
Who was the first captain of the Enterprise?
It wasn't Captain Cook.
Mm-mm. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
I don't know then.
It was Bull Halsey. It wasn't that Enterprise.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I want to know, what is a black hole?
What is a what?
A black hole.
A black hole.
In
it's
space?
A cosmic vacuum cleaner. It's a collapsed massive star.
Oh my God.
From which not even light may escape.
You know.
Sure.
Of course I know.
Okay. You know what else a black hole is?
What?
There was a famous prison in Calcutta, India, called the Black Hole.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I jumped in with the astronomy.
And I've got another very filthy answer, which we can't say here.
Well, I hope not.
But if you hang on,
your prize
will be me reciting all kinds of dirty and obscene words into your ears.
Oh, my God.
You like that, huh?
No, not really.
I can see you salivating. Oh, please, clean up that receiver. Okay. Thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah, thanks for the black hole. Bye. Okay. O2 for us, right? Yeah. Okay, we'll take you. In a figurative sense.
Of course.
Good morning.
Can I have a question?
No, maybe in the literal sense now. Yes. Where is Little America located?
What? I didn't hear
you. Okay. Where is Little America located?
Right here! Where is Little America located?
Hi! I have a tiny 1-inch by 1-inch map here.
On the corner of Pearl Street in Italy.
Little America. You've never heard of it, I gather.
No, wait a minute. I think I might not know. Just a minute.
Wait, while she's thinking, we'll give you music to scratch your nostrils by.
What was that?
South Pole.
The South Pole?
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Close enough.
I would say that you're right.
It's not on the South Pole.
It's not exactly
on
the
South
Pole.
It's closer to the South Pole than you are.
Yeah. It's
you
in.
Got it?
Yes.
I got it.
You've won. All right. Let's have some programmed excitement here. Excellent.
Your prize, in addition to the airport cinema passes, is a Did You Know.
And a Did You Know for today is that on September 27th, 1779.
This day in
1799,
history.
1799, John Adams was dispatched to England to negotiate a peace with the king. You see, there was some dispute between George Washington and King George about this young serving wench.
Hey, whoa. That comes from a black hole
black
comic
hole
book.
Black hole times, yeah.
Okay, you hang on. You won the prize, and I hope you enjoy the cinemas that or the movies you see.
Okay, when do I pick them up?
Probably all day today, okay?
And all day yesterday. And thank you for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hold on, please.
Goodbye now.
All right, which ones are for us?
Anybody.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
Good. Hi, well, how you doing?
Hi.
You ready to win?
Yeah, I got a question for you.
That's
for
what they all say. Okay. All right, go ahead.
What time does the clock say on a bar of Dial soap?
Oh.
Well, that's
time
a good
to
one.
Shower again, stinky. Is it at 10?
I would say 11.
Nope, 8 o'clock.
Eight o'clock. No, actually, it's 2:30. You hold it upside down.
That's like in the Timex commercials, all the clocks, all the watches say 10 of 2. Because that was the time that John Cameron Swayze suffered his fatal laryngectomy or something. And he couldn't speak
But he
anymore.
Was still ticking.
Okay.
Okay, now he gets one.
In what novel are Kathy and Heathcliff the major characters? And Heathcliff,
I don't know.
Heathcliff is not a fruit in this one. All the,
you get an English grad student on as a co-host, and what kind of questions do you get?
You don't remember the book called Wuthering Heights?
Nope.
By Emily Bronte. Well, I guess your heights have never been weathered. So, thank you very much
Thanks
for the call.
Lot.
See you around.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Oh, no, I'm not saying goodbye to you. I was saying goodbye to him.
Oh.
We're going to say hello to you.
Hi.
No.
Hello.
Here's your big chance. We'll introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, appearing now on line 6801. Good morning.
Can I have a question, please?
Yes, honey. You may.
I got to quit chug-lugging corn cobs here. Who were the enemies of Crusader Rabbit and Rags the Tiger?
I haven't the vaguest idea.
No, that's close, but not close. It was Dudley Nightshade and Bilious Green.
A brilliant combo. They used to host Cape Cod Calling before Dick Levitan. Do you have a question for us?
No.
Good.
I think
Clean
your question
sweep.
Should be, why did you ever call up?
No. Hey, thanks for playing. Yes, and, I won't tell your teacher you played hooky today, okay? Bye. Hi, next potential winner.
Hello?
Whoa!
Can I answer the question to Johnny Carson?
Oh, don't do that to me.
I know you're not going to get it right, but go ahead.
Okay, Joey Bishop.
No, you're wrong.
I'm going to need an eardrum transplant.
Right.
Don't do that.
Don't scream. No. We're talking about the Tonight Show hosts, who are the official hosts, not substitute hosts, vacation hosts, guest
interim
host,
anything divorce like proceeding
that.
Host.
Right.
Yeah. You want to hear the other four?
Well, all right.
Alan Stevenson.
Who?
Alan Stevenson.
Alan Stevenson? That's
he's
the kid who picks up...
He work here. He's the there Dave Al Bishop. You remember that.
Oh, okay.
Don Wrinkles?
Don Wrinkles?
Don Wrinkles.
Oh, Don Wrinkles.
Don Wrinkles. That's what...
he does.
He's the prune maven. What was the next one?
Steve Allen.
Al Stevenson. And Steve Allenson. They were twin brothers. Hey. Siamese.
And John Davison?
No. He dresses in women's clothes. I told you that before. No. I'm sorry. None of those are correct. This is
another question.
That's okay. You got a great set of lungs. You really can holler. And if anybody has a spare set of eardrums, I really would appreciate a transplant.
What size?
I'll trade you an album for one. What size?
Thank you very much for your call, and stop breathing heavily into the phone. Hands out of your pockets.
Good morning. You are next.
Okay. Tell me.
Phone feed on Turnetto.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
Try that question, too.
Pardon me? Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Try that. Steve Allen, Jack Parr.
He's going to get it, I bet.
Johnny Carson. No, I won't. Jerry Lester and Dave Garraway.
No. You're missing a couple.
You're getting your tonight's and
a couple?
Today's mixed up.
I thought you said there were five.
Well, Jerry Lester really isn't one. I gave that woman credit because I thought she was going all the way before. Jerry Lester actually hosted a show called Broadway Open House, which became The Tonight Show.
Right, well.
That was like 1950.
Which was never called The Tonight Show.
Uh-huh.
We'll announce him at the end of the, at the top of the hour, as we say in radio.
Okay.
Thanks for the call anyway.
Yeah, all right.
See you around. Bye.
The old National Rifle Association.
One more call, then we're going to take a quick break. Good morning, you're
next. Good morning. Could I have a question?
Yes, you may.
let's see. Who killed a bar when he was only three?
Who killed a bar when he was only three?
Yeah.
A very heavy drinker.
Davy Crockett?
Yes. Very good.
What's the name of the guy who sang that song?
I don't know.
55.
It was Festus Jones.
It had a funny name like that.
Oh, really? It was? I never heard of the guy who sang it. I thought it was...
Did I win or didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you won.
You won.
Don't
bar.
You have faith in yourself? Confidence?
The bar skin rug.
Buddy Ebsen sang that song, by the way.
No, there's another one back in 55 who's...
sang the original Ballad of Davy Crockett.
Yeah, it sold 5 million copies.
Some
I'm gonna
kid
think
named
of
Presley.
In the movie, Buddy Ebsen sang the song.
Ah.
Well, Buddy and Davy had a real weird relationship anyway.
Of all people, I choose to give a Davy Crockett question to as someone who's seen the movie.
you guys are wild this morning. What have you been drinking?
We had beer with our blueberry.
I was going to say it was the Mexican food.
Beer with your blueberry.
Actually, we had... never mind. No, I'm not going to say that.
My kitty's blueberries were
I was going to say we had something with our beerberry. No, I won't say that. Thank you very much for the call.
You hold on, okay?
Okay.
And I'll meet you in the balcony at the airport cinema, all right?
Okay.
Do you think this is wild?
Hold on, yeah.
Where do you see me in my raincoat?
That's good. We got a couple of winners now today. Did you know we now have two winners? I meant one more call before a break, not a did you know. Oh, three more callers. Okay, did you know? Three winners.
Oh, we have three winners.
Did you know we have had three winners? And did you also know that a green catafalque, which once held the body of Byzantine Empress Irene, has lain empty and abandoned in the streets of Istanbul for more than 1,100 years? And do you know why? I'm sorry, I gave you the little cue finger. Irene, the wife of Emperor Leon IV, was deposed after, get this, she had blinded her own son and five sons of her husband. Just a kind of woman.
A very special sale at very special sale. What you get for nothing these days is usually just that, nothing. Who needs another plastic candy dish? How many road maps can your glove compartment hold? And where are you going to put the six wall calendars? At the Harold H. Williams Insurance Agency, we are offering something of value. The Harold H. Williams Insurance Agency.
Good morning. How would you like some bargain brain surgery? Maybe a plastic candy dish.
There are all the prizes today on Trivia in Hyannis.
Actually, you were playing for an airport cinema pair of passes, and also for Mrs. Hiram Jones in Chicopee.
And if you hit a home run, Star Markets will be glad to give you a live lobster roasted for free.
Good morning. Okay. Are you there?
Hi, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Why, right?
Who are the five guys that hosted the Tonight Show?
Believe it or not, we'll answer that before we go off today.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
All right. Do you have a real question for us, or should we give you a...
Should we give you another question?
Yeah, give me a question.
What was Tommy Dorsey's theme song?
Excuse me, could you say that again?
Da-da.
That was Mr. Hazel Burke's theme song. What was Tommy Dorsey's theme song?
Tommy Dorsey's theme song?
Tommy Dorsey. He was a great band leader in the 40s.
The night Chicago died.
Oh, I don't know.
One Tin Soldier? No. It was I'm Getting Sentimental Over You.
Oh.
But he sang it a little differently.
Yeah,
actually, he wasn't
key.
Singing. Thank you
Bye.
Very much. Thank you very much for the call.
Yep.
Bye now.
Gee, people are really being built up in suspense for this this Tonight Show answer. Hi.
Hi.
Don't spoil everything by answering that. It'll be
Can
the climax.
Try for the Johnny Carson Five?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Dave Garraway, Johnny Carson, and Mike Douglas?
No.
No.
Good try, though.
Okay,
yeah,
you're
getting there.
Okay.
Bye. Good morning. You're next on Trivia.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a question.
Okay.
Yes, you certainly may.
Step up to the telephone. Give it a whirl, what you say. Huh? You'll like it.
It's called Goofus.
Oh, geez. Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, what's the question?
Do I know my question?
Yeah.
Yes, dear. We want to know everything.
What's Beaver Cleaver doing now?
Come on, I can't answer that on a radio.
Gee, that's not a trivia question anyway.
He's making motion pictures with Ken Osmond, the guy who played Eddie Haskell.
Right? You heard about that, right?
Nuh-uh.
Oh.
You really know what he's doing?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us.
You go to the combat zone, tell us.
He's a bank executive in California.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No
mm-hmm.
kidding. Well, like,
he's a bank executive.
Outside his door, I wonder if it says President Jerry Mathers as the Beaver, or Beaver Jerry Mathers as the President.
Gee, what a creepy bank president.
You know, Dad, I kind of wonder why guys go for girls. And then all of a sudden, at age 14, I sprouted this hair under my pits and...
I'll explain that to you when you get a little older. Hey, did we give her a question?
I don't think we did. Do you want a question?
Sure.
Okay.
All righty.
I'll take this one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
On what show did Zazu Pitts star?
Zazu Pitts.
You know, Peach Pitts' brother. Or sister, actually. Although she masqueraded in men's clothes.
She what in men's clothes?
Masqueraded.
Oh.
You know, this masquerade.
She
was George Benson's twin brother. You don't know, do you?
I don't think
so. Oh, Susanna. Do you remember the Gale Storm Show?
The Gale Storm Show.
Do I remember the what?
The Gale Storm Show called Oh, Susanna.
I never heard of it before.
Oh, well, now you have. Well, she starred on that show as the irrepressible and ever-lovely Cookie. Yes?
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Bye.
Signing off.
Yeah. No one is going to get this Tonight Show question. I know it.
Yeah.
I can just see somebody who knows the answer saying, I'm getting busy signals. Good morning. Welcome to the torture chamber known as Trivia.
May I have a question, please?
Yeah.
Yes, you may. Who were Colonel Bleep's associates?
Oh, yes.
On Colonel Bleep cartoons. They were always on Saturday morning right before Modern Farmer.
That was a Terrytoon cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrytoon. No, I don't know if they
do you realize for
Colonel
years...
Bleep.
Do you realize for years I've been asking people...
I have no
people,
idea.
Do you know the answers?
I'm not positive, but for
Devin's
years I've been asking people about...
I never even heard of that one.
Be quiet, will you, mister? For years...
This isn't Cape Cod calling.
For years I've been asking people about Colonel Bleep and nobody's ever heard of him.
Yeah, Colonel Bleep.
Sure. And they lived on zero...
Yapping?
Huh?
Pardon me?
Who's that in the background? Devin Black?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Devin just barks when he feels
like I'm going to call him tomorrow and bust his...
Oh!
I think
yeah, well,
that.
I dare you, mister.
All right.
We're being caught in a crossfire here.
Yeah. Ford.
It's, what was that?
No, after the debates last week, he said that Jimmy Carter said two lies. So I'm going to call him tomorrow. And,
okay, we'll use this as
lies
a... Okay, well, don't blow it now, okay? This is a promo. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to Cape Cod Calling tomorrow when this listener takes on Devin Black and Jimmy Carter's two lies.
In this corner.
All right? Now, the answer to the question was Squeak, a puppet, and Scratch,
Clark.
A caveman. Squeak and Scratch, and they all live together on Zero Zero Island.
We got two guys like that walk down Main Street.
Yeah, I know, and you're one of them, right?
And if you thought Saturday morning cartoons were kinky back then, just take a gander at those guys on Main Street.
Yeah, well, you win two free passes to the West End on the 4th of July. And thank you for playing.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Oh, we got about 5 minutes left till we give out... You want the weather? Yeah, go ahead. Chew it up, Doug. Go ahead.
Because it's clear and dunky today,
question.
Anyway.
Doug Rose, choose weather forecasts. Good morning. You're next.
Good morning.
Oh,
gee.
How are you?
Know what I'm going to do to you? Yeah.
Oh. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
Take one giant
Don't
step.
Don't holler, please.
All right. Talk softly. That's
and carry a big
right.
pretzel.
Who said that? listen, who was the detective on the Howdy Doody show?
John J. Fiduzel, America's number one boring private eye.
See, Ed watches this stuff all the time. You can't stump him on
when you're a graduate student in English, I mean, you have to do a lot of research. the symbolism of Howdy Doody and the tarot cards as applied to Elliot's Wasteland. It's pretty obvious. Would you like a question?
See, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, since you like 50s TV shows, what kind of drinks did Neil like on The Topper Show?
Brandy Alexander.
Devin knows. Go ahead.
Extra dry martinis.
Yes.
That's right.
He liked martinis.
Was it?
You remember who Neil was, right?
I don't even know. Was it the same for that?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
On Topper.
Brandy Alexander. Yeah. What was his name, Brandy?
No, his name was Neil.
Neil.
And he drank extra dry martinis.
Okay.
And there's Topper. He's a ghost by now. Thank you very much.
We'll try again.
Yeah, okay, do that. Thank you for the call.
You bet.
Bye now.
Bye. And come on over for lunch sometime. Hi, welcome to Trivia.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, ladies and gentlemen at home, please give this man a warm Trivia welcome. Did you know that we have another contestant? And did you also know that Dr. John Treon of Miamisburg, Ohio, who practiced medicine for 65 years, was still making house calls throughout Ohio and Indiana at the age of 83. Of course, all his patients died.
Okay, we have a question for you.
Wait a minute, can I answer the...
Oh, sure, go right ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Dave Garraway, and Jack
LaSchooling. No. You're still missing. You're mixing up one.
You're really close.
One doesn't belong. There's somebody who really, this is, you got all the obvious ones.
Yeah.
All right. And but you're missing one who's definitely a trivia mind buster. So. No, he hosted it on the Mount Idy syndicated version. No, it wasn't Charlie Weaver. So you got about 2 or 3 minutes left to try. Okay, bye now.
Good morning. Hi, you are next on Bert the Duck's Hotline.
Can I have a question, please?
Yes.
Do
you want to go with one?
Yeah.
Day? Okay.
Remember Sergeant Preston?
No.
No. Oh, then you're not going to get this anyway. I won't even give it.
Yeah.
I'll save that one.
We'll ask you something else.
Who was Ebenezer Scrooge's partner? Devin knows this.
Devin is a big Christmas man.
Yeah.
I've seen Christmas Carol about five.
Oh, geez.
It's written by Mr. Magoo.
I played Ebenezer Scrooge in fifth grade.
Wait. This true. Hit did you know? Hit did you know? Come on.
Oh, no.
Did you know that Devin Black played Ebenezer Scrooge?
Ah, humbug!
When he was in the fifth grade. And he's been living the part ever since. As they just jump right in there. No.
Can I get the answer?
Yes. Well, let's give her a chance. Okay. Do you know?
I don't know.
Did you know? No.
Okay, Devin will do it, and do it like you did in fifth grade.
Jacob Marley's been dead these 7 years.
Jacob Marley's been dead these 7 years, Devin said.
Oh.
Jacob Marley.
That is a doornail.
He sings with the Wailers now.
Okay.
No. Thank you.
That's his illegitimate son.
Shh.
Blue, right, humpback, and the other Wailers.
Hey, thank you for playing.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye. We only have, what, 3 winners today. Come on, let's make it 4. Come on. We want you to be a winner today.
Well, all right.
Oh, okay.
I think I'll try on those questions, the 5.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Steve Allen.
Give it 5, brother.
Jack Dave Galloway. And either Fred Allen or Merv Griffin?
Ooh, Merv Griffin, that little creep. No, I hate Merv. No, or
Watch
Fred
it,
Allen
Ed.
Either.
Ed, Merv Griffin owns a lot of radio stations.
Oh, you're alrighty. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Mervatron. Sorry.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.
We have time for 2 more calls, and you are one of them.
Oh, beautiful.
No, you're not really, but you can try anyway.
Okay, you want a question from us.
Can I ask you one quickly first?
Yes.
What is the Panhandle State?
The Panhandle State would be...
Oklahoma or Texas?
Texas. No, it's a Lone Star State. It would be Oklahoma.
Oklahoma then, yeah.
Wrong.
No, it's a sooner,
Alaska.
That's a sooner state.
Negative. West Virginia has 2 panhandles, and that's the
Devin
panhandle.
Knew that.
Oh,
knew
that. Really?
Really.
West Virginia, never even thought of that.
Okay, I got one for you. What's the manhandler state?
Cape Cod.
Provincetown, Devin.
Provincetown, the 51st state. Okay.
You
all
got
right.
This guy?
Yeah.
All right.
What physical characteristic distinguished Andy Gump from the rest of the world? Andy Gump was in the comics, in it's the comic strips in the 1930s.
He had the cleft palate.
Andy Gump.
Andy Gump.
Wow. A big Adam's apple.
No, but you're awfully close. Andy Gump, he had no chin.
Oh.
Which is, you know, pretty terrible to be born without a chin.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for the call.
Okay, thanks.
Bye now.
From being born without a chin. Good morning. You are the final caller on trivia.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we certainly are. Name Sergeant Preston's dog and horse.
Yukon King and Yukon Queen.
No, Yukon Queen was Sergeant Preston's brother.
Listen, what are you down?
No, he wasn't the dog or the horse.
Who was it?
Huh?
We'll tell you in a moment.
Okay, first the answer to your question. It was Yukon King and Rex.
Rex the Wonder Horse.
Okay, who was Doc Savage related to? One of his five guys.
Monk.
Right.
All right. Now, are you ready? You can be on the line for this while we give the answer.
Okay.
Oh, Devin has to do something here.
Our new chief engineer says Dick Cavett is the one everybody's been looking for.
No, it goes way, way back.
Fire him.
Everybody got Steve Allen, Johnny Carson, Jack Parr, and several people got Jack Lasculli. But the one you're all missing is a guy named Al Jazbo Collins.
Boy, he's famous, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's very famous. Believe it or not, he's very famous out in San Francisco.
Yeah. He's now the morning man on KPOW in Powell, Wyoming.
Now, listen, thank you for playing.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you again next Monday, all right? Bye. And
again, a grateful
that
loser.
Was a very symbolic goodbye because we also have to take leave now.
Yeah.
We've left our senses behind long ago. It's 11 o'clock, WCOD Hyannis. The ubiquitous All Hit Music is next. Ed O'Toole returns next Monday at 10. I will be seeing you Friday night, about 7 o'clock. So have a good week, and thanks for listening.
All the good numbers to you.
And goodbye.